Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, we wanted to talk about professionalism. So we spend a lot of time talking about also diversity and self-expression in society. You've got to be yourself. Well, there's a line. Nobody wants you to be you. Bring your whole self to work. A lot of companies say that. Also, probably a bold-faced lie. Because sometimes when someone arrives at the office, for example, with visible tattoos or piercings or bright purple hair or maybe Crocs in turquoise with giblets hanging off them, suddenly it becomes a bit of a problem. So where exactly is the line between personal freedom and professional standards? Can an employer tell you to cover up a tattoo, for example, or remove your nose ring, cut your hair, shave your beard? And how does that impact? Joining us now is labor relations expert Peter Fine. Peter, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Starting broadly, does an employer in South Africa have a legal right to control how employees look at work?
Morning, Howard. Morning to the listeners. Yes, well, it's like any kind of huge question, it depends. Mm-hmm. So there is no clear-cut legislation which says in terms of piercings and tattoos, whether they're allowed, whether they're not allowed. So it really depends on the industry. Obviously, there has to be a justification for it in that, firstly, piercings in terms of safety or in terms of hygiene is something that could be brought up. And then in terms of tattoos, one would look at whether it's a conservative banking environment as opposed to whether a person is, you know, in IT or in a call center. But obviously, so that's why it becomes the
right. So in other words, they're not customer facing. So for example, a rabbi who decides to have piercings and a tattoo stands in contrast to the position or a priest or whatever it would be. I'm just using that as an extreme example, but somebody who is working in a back office as you say at a call center, a very different type of an environment. Does this have to be explicit beforehand, or is it okay for certain things to be implied?
No, it has to be for best practice. It would be in some kind of a dress code policy by the employer, but it can't just be an arbitrary one. It has to be justified in some way. And look, obviously, 20, 30 years ago, there were different opinions on piercings and tattoos are currently being held. And in South Africa, with our constitution allowing us personal dignity and expression and freedom of religious expression, because also remember, some of these things are in fact religious.
Of course, of course.
Because there's a Pop Crew case in terms of there isn't a where Rastafarians who had refused were in Popka were the police in the prison services,
yes,
and were told that they had to cut their dreadlocks. Wow. And kind of the court came back and said no, it doesn't affect their ability to be good prison officials and prison guards if they've got dreadlocks or not, and this is their constitutional right to freedom of expression in terms of their religious beliefs. So that is sort of as far as case law goes. So it has to be justifiable.
Right.
It's the bottom that you know, it can't be for arbitrary grounds.
So what about, for example, and let's say just using an example of an IT company, programmers coming to work and somebody arrives in shorts, which they're not customer facing, but HR feels that is not at a level of professionalism that they would like to have in an office. So it's really not about customers. It's really just about the environment. Is that so? Therefore, and it's not for religious reasons. It's just because somebody felt like coming to work in shorts. Is that
right?
Is the employer justified in saying, "Don't do that again. Please come dressed professionally in this environment"?
All right. So, I mean, there, I think one would talk about the culture of the organization. Obviously, if this. And but does it affect the IT guy's ability to do programming? No, kind of thing. So that then it becomes very difficult to justify. However, if it is becomes a cultural thing, then it's pretty recently we've had case law in terms of compatibility, whether the person isn't fitting into the environment. So yes, the employer is entitled to require that people are appropriately dressed for the environment. If someone came in their shorts and no one's going to see them, but if it does bring down the standards or the feelings or in fact, research was done where they had people at call centers coming which weren't facing anyone and dealing with issues. And they were dressed as they wanted. And then this was in America. And then they got people to get dressed in like jackets and ties and suits and formal trousers, etc. And they found that the level of service, the person was dressed better, their level of service and professionalism was so much better over the phone.
That is so interesting. That is so interesting, and I get it. I know that if you get dressed properly, even if you're working at home, for example, you feel a little bit more professional and you work accordingly. Peter Fine, thank you for that. Thank you, as always. Peter is an expert in labor relations, and he was sharing his expertise with us.